what happens when we act morally or immorally? Here he says, oh, you can get away from the consequences if you are clever enough. That means, you know, yeah, you can do mischief, but just be smart. Like that they are saying. According to Darwin's theory, survival of the fittest means what? You climb on others' heads and get what you want. You don't care about the world around you. Whereas here the Vedic worldview is, you are accountable for every act. Karma means good action. Vikarma means sinful action. Akarma means working for God. Everything is clearly prescribed. Like you see here, look at the world around you. Somebody is beautiful. Somebody is not so beautiful. Somebody is handsome, ugly. Somebody is stinking rich. Somebody is very powerless. Don't you see these disparities in this world? Why everybody is not alike? Somebody gets an MD doctor. Somebody is a coolie lifting, working hard, slogging all life. So who decides all this? Why there is such difference? Correct? You can ask this question. Like we all choose these things. You all choose a job. You choose a wife or husband, spouse. You choose a car. Some things you are allowed to choose in life. But these things you don't choose. Did you choose your parents, all of you here? Did you choose a face cut? No. That means these things are awarded to you. We didn't choose our intelligence. These are awarded to us. It's not by chance. Like you see, for chemical laws, physical laws, thermodynamic laws, laws of maths, we have laws. Law of reflection, refraction, thermodynamics, everything. See, this is laws of mechanics. For every law, there has to be a lawmaker. So if these laws exist, then how then can be our birth, beauty, intelligence be random events? They also should have a law behind, which is called karmic theory. Karma theory. Karma theory means for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.